All right, I'm just putting in that item number three has been deferred to March 20th. All right, so the next one up is our final site plan for the day. It's PR 2021 5746. This is the second submittal for site plan approval for a hotel. Is the applicant and agent here for this one?
Yes, this is Regina with Modus Architects. I am the agent.
Oh, hi there, Regina.
Hi.
Are you going to be the only one on speaking on behalf of the team, applicants team?
No, I actually have David and Peter on the line as well, the architect and civil engineer, in case they have any comments to add to it.
Okay, great. So I don't know if you heard my spiel before on the previous three create cases. To kind of keep this as abbreviated as possible, if you could just please go over any of the responses and summarize your responses to staff comments on your first submittal.
Yes, absolutely. So starting with the planning, we addressed a lot of landscaping comments in regards to materials and species and where they were located. So we've brought that up to the standards to address those comments. And we added in the shared parking agreement that was requested for the abutting property to the east. And then another big one was the water authority. We had to relocate the water line, and we have placed that on the infrastructure list. So we provided that infrastructure list on the second submittal, and we just really want to address the remaining comments. So we'll go through them and ask the remaining questions that we have for those.
All right, thank you very much. Does anybody else on your team have anything to say?
David and Peter, do you guys have anything right now?
I will take that as a no.
Okay, let's go
All
on.
right, let's go to staff comments. David with Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. So we have an availability statement. We've moved forward with that. I looked at the landscaping plan a little closer this time. There is some stuff going on that we don't really like, in the where our existing sewer's at. I did mention that we need access to that manhole somehow. You guys presented a mountable curb, which is okay, but we still need to be able to drive right up to it, which it looks like you have. I don't know if that's a pond or what. And then there's some trees. We don't like any of that stuff in the easement, so we'll have to coordinate on that. If you guys could give me a clear, maintain our easement to be clear, that would be better. But you could guys can give me more details on what you can do there. The rest are kind of just FYI comments, but I did want to bring up the water line. Who's sharing the screen? Is that you, Jay?
Yeah,
Okay.
Robert.
Oh, Robert, can you go to the utility sheet?
Let's see here.
Right there, up where you're going into the other site with the water line, the relocation. New 8-inch relocated water line. You're giving me easement, but right there, you're clipping the edge of both easements there. That's not enough room if we ever have to excavate there. I don't know if you want to change the alignment a little bit just to be within that. It looks like you're having to cross curb and gutter anyway, so as long as it's just a crossing, I don't mind if you pull it in more. But we definitely need to be more centered on that easement if you can do that. I think that's it for that. And then, like I said, just the sewer, we need to discuss that.
This is
Access that
David
manhole.
Sewell.
Yes, sir.
We can shift that line because we can't change the easement on the other piece of land. So we have our
Right.
only opportunity is to move our line, and that we can definitely do that. And as
Right.
far as that access, do you need pavement all the way to that manhole on the bottom to get access to for the Vactor truck or some sort of gravel? Because I hate to have we have a pretty landscaping and then we have a concrete drive aisle. I think it won't look very nice. Can we make that incorporated into the landscaping as gravel? And does it have to be does the truck have to back up exactly on top of it, or can it be 10 feet away? Because that thing has a boom on it, I believe.
Yeah, they're heavy trucks. We usually tell people to design it just like you would for a fire truck, right? So, we need a and our guys like to back up right on top of it. So, I'll, you know, we just touch base after this and coordinate with our operations. That I need to make sure they're good with it. I don't know what they can live with, what they can't live with at this point, but I've been told to fight for direct access right on top of it. So, but we're always willing to, you know, entertain options. So let's touch base, set up a meeting, and I'll get our operate someone from our operations on board.
Okay.
And then is that a pond on top of the?
I believe it is. We can modify it.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely don't want a pond on top of the line, so we'll have to figure out something there.
All right. Thank you very much. Is that all you got, David?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know if just to reiterate that I don't know if those are trees. I didn't really look at the species list and all that. No trees in our easement either, so just want to reiterate that. Thank you.
Thank you. David, was it something that needed to change on the infrastructure list or not at all?
No, it's just a wheat water line re relocation. The rest is just details that need to be corrected on the site plan. So we're good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Gina with Modulus Architects. Who did you say from your operations department we can reach out to for that coordination just to make sure they're okay with the material we're putting there, David?
You can reach out to me. I will, we need to probably set up a meeting to talk with them. If you guys want to do something different than a drive pad up to it, right? So, I will coordinate with them, but I also want them to just be involved in maybe a meeting. I don't know if you guys want to present something to me and I could pass it on to them. I could be the middleman, but, yeah, just go through me
This
for
is
that.
David Stoll. I think I want to propose something kind of like a geo grid that you put down and you fill with gravel. So it is fire truck rated, but it looks like landscaping. I'm trying to avoid making the front of the building, you know, we're spending all this time and money to make it pretty, and I don't want to put a drive pad there. So I'm going to
Right.
try to propose some sort of geo grid that's drivable, and I'll present that to you so that way it will hopefully satisfy everybody.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to code enforcement comments. Conchetta. Conchetta? Oh, you're on mute.
Sorry about that. Okay, one thing I didn't see on these plans, and it could be here, I just didn't see it, is the sidewalk width around the building. That needs to be 8 feet. I don't know if it's 7 or 6. I'm really not sure. I didn't catch a number, so that's the only. And then signs are permitted separately and limited to the NRC signage regulations. Other than that, we have no further comments.
This is Gina with Modulus. We did put those measurements in there, but that didn't get to you, but they are 7 feet. And I did have a question in regards to the verbiage on that. So
Okay.
from table 3 or 5-3-1, it says pedestrian walkways shall be installed along any street-facing facade with pedestrian entrance of the building. So are you considering this a street-facing facade because it's outside of the 30 feet
I think
from the
there's another section that I'm basing it on. Hold on a second. Let me just find that. I should have identified it better, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's what's tied to table 5-3-1, but we are at 7 feet, but it is outside of that facing facade requirement. But we're still providing a very sufficient width on there.
Okay, so on-site pedestrian pathways, networks of. So, and again, this is going to defer back to DPM as to whether or not they have a different requirement as far as their DPM, because they talk about the network of pedestrian walkways. So you're walking around for the parking areas, and that's kind of where I'm picking up a pedestrian walkway along any street facing facade with pedestrian entrance of the building containing any of the following. So if it's going to have a pedestrian walkway, it either meets the DPM or at least the 8 feet of width.
Okay.
So it's basically whatever the pedestrian walkway is, and I know this is written weird, so I will work with that, but I just need to at least get, if you want the street facing, but I think the hotel entrance is on the other side.
Yeah, so the main thing was a street facing facade definition at the IDO. Okay. It says 30 feet from the property line, but we still are providing sufficient width. That was our okay. discussion on that one.
So, yeah, and like I said, I'm coming into this a little late. I try to cram all this in real fast this week. So if you're giving me the street facing and that's where you're landing, then that's fine. As long as it's not, I think most of it looks like it's clearly 8 feet around anyway. Set, in your case, you said 7, no shorter than 6, no shorter than 4. It's any small point. Okay. It like I said, the hotel front is in the front, is in the back of the building. So it's kind of hard to see what you wanted to do.
Okay.
This is Peter Butterfield. I'm confused. What the DPM requires 6 feet. There's no pedestrian entrance facing Jefferson. So I'm confused as what the requirement is being implemented.
So we're sufficient on all that is what the point was, Conchetta. I just want to make sure you don't have.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like I said, I did these real quick and I didn't see a number, so I didn't know where we were on those things. And it may have been on a plan that I just didn't see. That's what makes it hard for us as far as zone review, is if we have to keep digging through different layers of plans to find the answers to their questions. It'd be great if these were all on the site plan initially or the main site plan.
Okay, we'll put that measurement in.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Conchetta, are we good with everything?
Yeah, those were the two things that I just want to address. That's all.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Let's go to Tiquan Chen with Hydrology. Mr. Chen?
Guan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with the engineer stamp data of June 12, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
All right, thanks, sir. Ernest Armijo, Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved TCL dated November 16th, 2023. We have no objection.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Webb with planning.
Yep, that's Robert Webb with planning. Let's see, they already had a question about the pedestrian circulation, and that was already talked about. It appears that everything with Section 7 of the DPM for the sidewalk widths and landscape buffer, I just wanted to talk through that to make sure I'm looking at it correctly. And the same with the off-street loading spaces. So just wanted to call that out, since I think I was possibly missing the measurements. So if you could just speak to those two things, and that's the only questions that I had.
So I would like to address the sidewalk requirement that you're asking for.
Yeah.
So in the DPM, it says something in regards to the premium transit and then the landscape strip, which is sufficient. But then the sidewalk is already constructed and put into place based on the prior approvals. And we went through a plotting action. We dedicated the right of way and there's an easement in place for that sidewalk that has already been constructed. So we have those approvals in place and it's already tied to the plat that has that verbiage for those easements and the right of way.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to connect the dots and make sure that we didn't miss anything. So that is good to go there. And then was I missing the off-street loading space?
Well, this is Peter Butterfield. It's the portico share. I don't have a dimension shown, but it's 63 feet. And it's on the south side of the building, on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay. Very good. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't missed. And yeah, that's the only questions I had. Everything else was addressed that we had comments on or spoke about previously.
All right, thanks. So
thank you.
Robert, do you have any outstanding comments on this?
I don't believe that I do. Okay. I will verify here right quick, but I don't think I have anything at all.
Does this have an infrastructure list? No, right?
So with this resubmittal, we were required to put that infrastructure list in because we had to adjust the water line and a fire hydrant.
Okay.
So yes.
Could you, Rob, could you bring that up, please?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to take a look at it, make sure, you know, if we're gonna have any conditions for that, we'll just need to note that. Conchetta, did we answer, did the applicant's team answer your question about the walkway? Are we good on that?
I'm back and forth on this because it kind of backs up back and forth as far as on-site pedestrian walkways. You know, it comes back to the DPM, so it goes back and forth. The line that I get stuck on the most here is section 4, letter D. The width of the required walkway may vary along the entire length of the facade, provided the average required width is maintained and provided that the width of the walkway along the facade, and it doesn't say street facade, is a minimum of 8 feet. So that's kind of where I keep getting stuck, and it has nothing to do with you. It's just how this is worded, and it kind of goes back and forth, and we never really get a good answer, so we always ask the question.
And this is Regina again. So the definition of a street-facing facade is within 30 feet of the front property line. We're exceeding that. So how are we within the facade?
I recognize that, but this whole section goes back and forth. So it talks about on-site pedestrian walkways, and then it also, like I said, these things are not lined up the way they really should. So that's kind of why we always give you more leniency than not, because they don't clearly line up. That number D should have been number D for number 3, and that would have been clear for me, but it's like jumps around. So that's where this confusion comes in. It's not because 3 does not talk about a street-facing facade. It just talks about the walkway. And D should be under number 3 and not under number 4. It's just kind of lined up badly, in my opinion. That's just my opinion here.
Right. So that is the header of it. So that's why we keep going back to that. But
it keeps coming up. We want to make sure we get it right.
Okay. So we're providing 8 feet, 7.5 feet, 7 feet, 6 feet. So the average on that is sufficient as well. So I could show you the measurements around it just to show you that we are very sufficient in terms of the width on that.
I think you are. Like I said, I just didn't see a number. I you know, it kind of looks like it by scaling it just by eye, it looks okay. But that's kind of where I get stuck, and I may bring this back to make it maybe Michael and ask him to, is this clearly the way it was supposed to be written, or did we just stick the D where the under the 4 instead of under the 3? And that would make it perfectly clear for me.
All right.
Because the way it's read, you have to start with the initial header of it, and then the subcategories are under
it. I agree with you. I understand. Believe me, we found that was always our way around a lot of rules for why we don't ask for design. Like, I don't even care what your building looks like because it doesn't meet that definition. So it is what it is.
Are you good?
What?
So Conchetta, this is Jay. Are you good with this?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, let me pull up Whitney's comments. Rob, did you see Whitney's comments on this from Parks? That's the only possible loose end on this.
I did not. Let me look.
Yeah, if you could. So I'll just note while Rob's looking that up, Regina, I'll note that, you just need to put the project and application number on that infrastructure list. I can't tell if it's signed, but if it is, it needs to be executed. And there it is. David got it signed. Great. So just get the project and application number on there. If you don't have it on the site plan as well, get it on there. If Whitney doesn't have any comments, I think we're good on this one. I think we can approve it.
Jay, this is Hannah. Yes, it seems like she has approved. She mentions previous comments addressed.
All right, great. So it looks like we won't be able to sign off on this site plan until we get a recorded IIA based upon that infrastructure list. But we can get that infrastructure list out for signatures as soon as I get a copy of it with the project and application number on it. So, or numbers.
I will get you that.
All right, sounds great. Well, congratulations. This site plan is approved with those noted conditions.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, thanks, Regina. Thanks, David.
Thank you.